State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
From Michigan Radio, this is State of Opportunity. I'm Jennifer Guerra. Our State of Opportunity project focuses on kids and what it will take to get them ahead. Now, at the most basic level, that means ensuring children are healthy. But nationwide drug shortages could threaten even that most basic task. If you and your baby end up in the neonatal intensive care unit, Dr. Bob Schumacher is who you want at your side. He's the medical director of the NICU at the University of Michigan's C.S. Mott Children's Hospital. Schumacher is kind and soft-spoken, the kind of doctor who decorates his office with paintings by kids and papier-mâché animals. And so you can imagine how difficult it is for him to have to say this.
It's very disheartening when the medicine you're looking at is known to have a significant impact on the well-being of a baby, and you just can't give it to them.
What Schumacher is talking about is a medicine shortage, everything from drugs used to resuscitate a newborn to drugs that provide nutrition. Yes, Schumacher says, there are workarounds, but the more workarounds they have to do, the more risk there is for human error. And sometimes there aren't any workarounds, like with injectable vitamin A.
Vitamin A is very crucial to lung development, and babies with premature lungs who are treated with extra vitamin A tend to do better in terms of their lung disease.
If you don't have injectable vitamin A, there are no substitutes. And this is by no means just a U of M problem. We called every NICU in the state, and all but one got back to us. Each one has experienced or is experiencing a wide variety of drug shortages in the NICU.
Why there's a shortage is a pretty complicated answer. There's no one person, no one company, no one reason we can point the finger at and blame.
Erin Fox is the director of drug information at the University of Utah Hospitals and Clinics, where she's been tracking national drug shortages since 2001. Reason number one for the shortage, she says, is the supply chain. Only a few companies make these generic drugs.
You know, if only two companies make a product and one has a problem, that's almost always a shortage.
Number two, she says the generic drug companies run very lean, so they don't have a backup plan if one of their manufacturing lines goes down. And reason number three, quality. Some of the factories and plants are having quality issues, so the FDA shuts them down until they are in compliance, which leads to more drug shortages. And for babies who start life in the NICU, those drug shortages can follow them into childhood.
How do you make a tissue to dance?
How?
You put a boogie in it. How about this one? Why do you call it a dog?
This is Bo Velarde Chan. He's 6 years old and lives in Kalamazoo with his parents and baby sister. When he's not practicing his stand-up routine, you'll find him playing with his Legos and dreaming up things to invent when he's older.
I might invent robots, maybe new robotic bugs.
To keep his little body going, Bo needs help. He was born with a rare disorder which doesn't allow his body to absorb the nutrients he needs to eat and drink. So every day he gets his carbs, his proteins, his vitamins, everything he gets in liquid form intravenously. To put it bluntly, he needs these IV fluids to live. His mom, Kin Chan de Velarde, says recently the shortages have been particularly bad. They've been short on everything from multivitamins to trace elements to phosphate, which helps Bo's body produce energy and prevent osteoporosis. And each time, Bo's doctors have had to develop workarounds.
To think at this point that we could lose him or he could suffer a profound or severe defect, deformity, or cognitive decline as a result of these trace elements being in shortage is so unimaginable. You know, all the adversity that he has overcome, and then to lose it all because the supply chain is broken is unthinkable.
The FDA acknowledges the shortages and says it's monitoring the situation so that, quote, treatment options will be available to patients. Patients like 6-year-old Bo Velarde Chan. For State of Opportunity, I'm Jennifer Guerra, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.